those affected by sexual or domestic violence, stalking, human trafficking, child abuse, and neglect. Tickets are limited, so get yours today and help SOS support the needs of their clients. For more information, contact Hannah at 620-343-8799. Don't miss Hopapalooza, Friday, October 17th at Emporia States Webb Hall.
The Lennox Fall Rebates are available now at Modern Air. This winter, stay warm and save money. Call 342-7577 or stop in today.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, cloud cover. Partly cloudy, I should say, 58 degrees. It is 8:23 in time now for the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU.
What are your hopes, your dreams? What do you want your future to look like? Well, it's your future, and it deserves a place dedicated to helping you make the most of it. Emporia State University, a remarkable university with affordable tuition and with scholarships available, accomplishing your hopes and dreams is more attainable than ever. Become your best at Emporia State University. Apply today at emporia.edu.
As the leaves fall, it's the perfect time to grow your financial know-how. At Emporia State Federal Credit Union, they believe in helping you create a strong financial future. Whether you're learning to budget, save for the holidays, or plan for the new year, they're here to help every step of the way. Free courses and calculators can be found by clicking on the banner at esfcu.com or text or call them today, 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
KVOE Live and Local, welcome to the ESU Buzz as we welcome to the KVOE Studios Emporia State University President, Ken Hush. President Hush, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How about yourself?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here.
Absolutely.
Always great to have you in studio. You've been here plenty of times through the years, and we've got some good things to talk about as the enrollment numbers recently released by the Kansas Board of Regents and the numbers for Emporia State trending upwards. Your thoughts first on, your headcount goes up, an increase of 6%, and it looks like you have pretty good numbers all across the board.
We did. You might recall that we put a plan together, a financial plan and a forecast 3.5 years ago and presented it to the Board of Regents, and it forecasted this fall, 3 years later, with our three-year investment mentality, that we would stabilize enrollment and stop the decline. And that just happened last week, like you're saying, and the announced results. And we were up. In fact, our headcount percentage was the highest in the state for Regent universities. It's a good sign.
Well, you were projecting, I think, that this year would be kind of a flat year, but you certainly surpassed that.
We did. We had to, a couple years ago during our plan, we had to kind of reload our admissions department and the enrollment, and they were all separate kind of departments, and we merged those all into one, brought in some new leadership, and had great teammates around us, and so I think they were pleased. I think they commented that, hey, let's celebrate for a day, but tomorrow we're getting after next year, and they feel good about next year, if not even better.
Well, let's dive maybe a little deeper into some of these enrollment numbers. Undergraduate enrollment up 8%, including a 30% increase in first-time undergraduate students and a 7% increase in new undergraduate transfers. You certainly had targeted that.
Yes. One of the big targets, like you said, people talk total enrollments, but lifting up the hood of the car and, like you're saying, a couple of those key drivers for enrollment, we were really focused on getting and increasing our on-campus presence, okay? And that has not only a benefit for the university from an optimization of dorms and buildings and increased classrooms, but, what I really like about it, and we've been talking to our community people, it benefits our community. there's more apartments being rented. You know, there's more activity, restaurants and gas stations, and everyone benefits.
Yeah, on-campus enrollment up 5%, including a 23% increase in residence hall occupancy, something you were looking at taking care of, too.
Yeah, that one, we thought we would be up, but that one exceeded our plans. And I think what is really neat about that is, you know, we're getting close to capacity, again, for all of our dorms. And those are good problems to have with that increase. And, you know, and the other thing it does, obviously, is, you know, our dorm, like our foundation, are separate entities, which we're responsible for. But, you know, increased revenue on those two areas on, you know, the housing really helps out a lot.
Well, you have talked about Strike Zone, your programs, you know, what was being utilized as far as students coming to campus or you know, going to school for Emporia State Online, and you narrowed the focus there, but you laser-like focused on basically your Strike Zone programs, including pre-nursing, which I guess the pre-nursing was up 25%, and you have a beautiful new nursing and student wellness center that's making pretty good progress on campus right now.
It's and you've seen it recently, right? And the progress, and gosh, we're proud of that so much. And you know, it was. I mean, as students were coming here, you know, last spring and during the summer, and looking at campus, deciding whether they wanted to come here or not, and particularly the nursing students. I mean, to see that building going up and the facilities and the labs that we're going to have really excited them, and that's a huge jump. You know, we think we can do better. I think, you know, they were talking yesterday that possibly you'll see another 25% jump next year. So, you know, switching gears on the Strike Zones, you know, I think it's really neat when you can see things visually, you know, on the improvement side. You know, when we took some action, over 3 years ago now. To concentrate on the Strike Zones, like you're saying, you know, we had a few people that were thinking, oh, they were accused, we're going to cut the arts, band, music, everything. Nope, just the opposite. In fact, we invested in that big time, not only with the university dollars that we're finding through creating efficiencies, but also the foundation has stepped up a ton. And we've increased that. And if you look on game day, for example, okay, and the football, you're going to see the band twice as big.
It is.
Okay, and then you look at the drill and the cheer, okay, and everything, that whole presentation during the game is with all students is fantastic.
Well, you're right, and the music department, the arts, there was some concern rippling through campus. Some folks were a little bit scared on what was going to be happening to the programs, and you have turned this around because scholarship-wise, you are offering more opportunities for students to get money to go to school here in Emporia State than I would venture to say any other, you know, school here, at least in the state.
Right, right. And you know, we do a lot of analysis. We told you that, nearing 4 years ago, that's part of our process and looking. And, you know, what's interesting is, and uniquely, is that whole area of the university, the band and the arts, you know, they are students that, you know, typically come in here for 3-4 years at a time. Versus just transferring in from a community college and finishing out a year or two. And so they're excited, and they're not just music majors, for example.
Yep, they're all kinds of majors. Yeah.
And so it's been fun to watch. And, you know, we do things for them. We feed them just like, you know, athletes on game day, and they're so appreciative. And I, you know, they do the practice on the practice fields, and I enjoy going out there and I've always been so intrigued on how they all learn all their formations, and then we see the finished product on game day.
It's been great to see them at work here the first couple of home football games, and they'll be back at it this Saturday, by the way. And admission is free, as this is a year of celebration, and I know this is something that was put into play, you know, before any enrollment numbers officially came out. How did that concept get started for a year of celebration and free admission to these sporting events, President Hush?
You know, the year of celebration concept, we started talking about it late last spring, that if we hit certain metrics, you know, during early summer on enrollment, because we see it every day and every week, and if it looks good and we're hitting our targets, we're going to be fine. We finished budgeting, you know, June 30th, the new fiscal year. Fiscal year starts July 1 for everybody's knowledge. And so we made incredible strides there. Our team did a great job. And we captured a lot of efficiencies. And so what we've been doing is the efficiencies captured, we've been reinvesting immediately into students and their programs, hence, you know, free admission. And we looked at the total income on the year that we receive for all ticketing and proceeds from people coming in. And then we looked at, inversely, on what's it take to handle all those programs, ticketing and all the various places. And it was more efficient for us, and we thought it would be a phenomenal a present to give back to the community and families.
Big gift.
So,
huge gift. And Ken, you know, I think a big question here too is we have seen the crowds at these games. You know, I've gotten to be at volleyball. Easily the last two games I've done, it's the largest crowds I've ever seen for a volleyball game, and they were both on Tuesdays. Not to mention the football seems like it's been packed out really well. What is the feedback that you've received from individuals? Because I know you're all around at those events talking with folks and everything like that. I see right. You pretty frequently. What's the feedback that you've heard? And do you think that this is going to be something that's going to entice people to want to keep coming back even when it's not free admission?
You know, it's a great question. I think for sure, like we said, it's going to be in place all year, you know, going through the spring and all the next school year. And so we'll have to evaluate it. The team will have to evaluate it at that time. But the feedback has been just rock solid. You know, we've been getting notes and people coming up and you know, with their families. And, you know, when you've got a parent or two bringing, you know, 2, 3, 4 kids, and then all of a sudden now those kids are inviting their buddies, you know, and you see a lot of that. And they're very appreciative. You know, it's saving, you know, in a lot of cases, $50, $100, you know, if not more, per game. And so the feedback's been great.
You mentioned the savings there, and we talked about that a little bit. You know, we always talk about how things are going up, costs of everything is going up. I mean, how important do you think it is to be able to offer those savings, especially in today's financial climate?
You know, I think we analyze everything, right? And this is kind of a cool topic to analyze because it was a quick one, and there's a lot of great things that come with it. But, you know, just nuts and bolts, you know, we made $150,000 every year on revenue from ticketing, okay? But then you look at what we have to invest from a manpower's perspective, you know, people at the gates who have to monitor tickets, and people have to at the windows to sell the tickets, and then all the planning leading up to it. And it costs us a lot more than that, you know, to put all that on. So we thought, hey, this is a great thing for students and their families. It's also, you know, a great thing from an efficiency standpoint. It makes sense for us. So it's one of those, we felt, win-win situations.
Emporia State President Ken Hush with us on the ESU Buzz, and we'll get to your retirement as the president announces that he's going to be retiring from the presidential position at Emporia State coming up in December. Well, let's continue to talk about money and positiveness, things that have been happening at Emporia State, and that's the elimination of, say, a $19 million budget deficit. And, you know, in part due to over $40 million in state support over the last 3 years, but it's also significant as far as investments made in areas like student activities, majors, recruiting, and staff, and the money we talked about, the Nursing and Student Wellness Center, a pair of $5 million gifts for that. So financially, a university which a few years ago was, quite frankly, not in very good shape, and we were headed down a path of that could have been very problematic for Emporia State. Financially, President Hush, it looks like things have been turned around.
I think it's an incredible story. And, you know, we get a lot of accolades, certainly now, after the performance. But, you know, sure, we had some critiques, a few of them early on, and we kept the course. And, you know, the Board of Regents supported us, you know, fully with what we were doing. And, gosh, I mean, I remember sitting with you 3 years ago, and one of you asked, hey, did you really know what the financial status was when you came in? Does that ring a bell?
It does. I remember asking that question,
I think I responded to something like, well, we discovered a lot of it, but it took us months and months to discover all of it. And so, you know, that $19 million to correction on, just on that and take care of the deficit, when at the time the state funding portion was $40 million.
Yeah.
So it's almost 50% with the hole that we had to work around. And hence, that's why we took a step back, put the team together, and then just went from one end of the campus and bottom to top and just went through everything. And it's taken a lot of time. It's worked. So we're clearing off that deficit. We're proud of that. But what we noticed through our analysis and all of that was we had, remember the old years where we cut before our arrival? And what we realized was we cut in areas that the students actually wanted more. And so that took another $11 million to invest in those areas and catch up. So a $30 million financial correction, you know, again, considering the general funding amount is, you know, a $40 million a year, maybe 50 now, is a huge correction. And the students have benefited. You know, how crazy is this that we've gone through all of that and talking about passing savings on? The Board of Regents goal number one is to make higher ed more accessible and affordable. We have not raised our tuition in 2 years and fees. In fact, we worked with the state and we raised money for the new nursing building. So we gave back the bonding. It's debt free.
Yeah, you're okay. There.
Yeah, so you start talking cash flow, your savings, avoiding interest, everything. And so it's a good, good team effort momentum.
Well, you also have reported, you know, the elimination of over $160 million in inefficiencies, too.
That's right. Yeah. It was interesting because you always want to know if before we started, also, are we just an outlier? Our university, and so we looked at the other universities in the system. We did some work, and gosh, there's so many articles now about universities nationwide, and you can see also, you know, how grants are being canceled to the big research universities and this type of thing. So, no, we look back, and how long ago have we been doing this or allowing this? Because you could have done it a little bit at a time every year, and it would have been less painful, and it went back nearly 20 years. And you're right, that was kind of the price tag that was identified that, you know, could have been corrected, avoided.
Well, and, you know, there are a lot of universities, specifically Regents Universities here in Kansas now, that are facing some of the problems that you were staring down the barrel of just a few years ago, and they're very interested in your playbook. Have you been hearing from other universities on President Hush? How'd you pull this off?
You know, we're fortunate in Kansas to have a lot of great universities and people who work in them and run them. And, you know, a few of them are starting to ask questions. They were asking one in particular last year, and we were working with them very closely. I'll give you an example. It's just a regional university our size, like Emporia State, also Hayes and Pittsburgh State, we're give or take similar funding, similar budgets, similar on-campus type of enrollments. And, you know, our goals and our roles for our three universities versus the three in the state are completely different. And so I think, you know, everybody's evaluating what they're doing. Boy, we get more calls from outside the state and universities, and you know, our people, you know, I hope we can continue to keep our leaders, but they now know how to do this, and they're comfortable, and it takes courage. Someone told me last night it took courage to you know, make some of these decisions, and they're not easy, and they all have a domino effect in some form, but it's something that's needed now, you know, throughout the U.S.
Well, things are obviously a lot more smooth, and I guess things you had to take maybe a little bit of a standing eight count, you know, to begin with, because it wasn't easy. Some of the decisions you had to make early, including cuts to about 30 tenured and tenure track professors in certain programs at the university, that obviously was very difficult to have to do, wasn't it?
It was, and again, you know, people focus on that piece. We focused, and the what started all that was, you know, our programs.
Yeah.
Okay. We looked at the programs, and we, like we've talked before, we had a program that did not have any students in it, but yet we had people and employees attached to it. Okay, and we could go for zero. I give you an example program that had one student in it, same type of thing. And it was just, it's amazing to look at all of that. And so, you know, before we even made all the action on the programs and that had the effect on faculty members is, you know, the first 8 or 9 months we concentrated on the staff side. And, you know, went through a lot of changes there. You know, that didn't get any headlines. It was just, you know, one piece that did at a later point in time. So we looked at it from a total enterprise, what was needed for the university and made those changes. And again, you can see, you know, it's interesting. There's always two sides of the fence these days. I mean, gosh, it seems like we're so, society is fairly divisive, you know? But boy, I had faculty members that used to be here, you know, and went off to another university. They'd call back and call in and say, hey, that was needed 10 years ago. We tried to do that, but it was kind of blockaded, sensitive. Or, hey, that should have been done, you know, 15 years ago. And we told them. So, you know, it's been around. It was nothing new. Apparently, you know, anything new, the thing that was new really was making a decision that something would change.
Well, President Hush, is this all sustainable? I mean, you're having a lot of success, and this has happened at a fairly brisk pace. If you look at this from the outside looking in, I'm sure that it's been happening fast to you and your team, too,
right,
at Emporia State. But a lot of positives happening. Is this something that is sustainable now that you are pretty close to exiting here?
Right, right. You know, I believe it is. I believe it is. You know, it's you know, we've spent a lot more time over the last 3.5-4 years as a university. You know, we have to, as a university and through the regents, give presentations every year to legislators. Okay, one, usually two. Okay, we spent a lot of time. It was a different strategy where you know, Greg Schneider and myself will spend 3, 4, 5, 6 days a week. Okay, up there and talking and talking about what we have done and how it's done, and that's gone a long, long way. And I think, you know, I think we're out of the woods. We've got to keep getting better. There's more efficiencies to be captured. Higher ed today is accelerating at a pace that, you know, a lot of people that have been in the industry for a long, long time is saying it's just light years, okay? And we're going to be waking up to something newer tomorrow that, I mean, look at the political impacts. Sure. That's so, you know, we've got to adapt to that. Those are laws being passed. And so, but I think for us at ESU, I think it's on solid grounding. You've got a leadership team around that knows how to do this, okay, and you know, from what we've been told, the regent said that they are pursuing, and you know, it's Emporia State's decision as much as anyone, the next person that is going to carry this momentum. Because if it goes back to a traditional model again, you know, then, you know, then it's going to have its problems.
So what led you to decide now's the time to step aside?
You know, I it's been 4 years. you know, I when they asked me to be interim guys, you know, they said that'd be about 5 or 6 months. Okay. And so we identified a lot of things, lifted up the hood of the car and told them, and then they started to ask, hey, well, you know, would you consider permanent? And okay, I did. I handed my application in a few hours before the closing of the application process. So, but you know, it's in great hands. It's time to do something and hand it over. The job that this next president is going to be doing, and you know, typically everyone refers to this role as the president. You know, the titles that the regents give, all of them are president or chancellor and CEO. You know, to me, there's a big difference between the two. And but I hope they continue to follow in a CEO manner, who is, you know, not afraid to face things. They're going to be analyzing things with data driven and in a team type of manner, and make the decisions accordingly. And I think the team and the university is set up. It's going to be a pretty easy job now. In fact, I thought about reapplying. Okay, so it'd be a completely different role now than what it was 4 years ago. So, but anyways.
That statement speaks volumes, President Bush.
Thought about pulling the old Tom Brady, retire and then come back.
Exactly. Take it.
Well, there it is. Well, we got some pretty big shoes to fill here as President Bush again began his job here as interim president in 2021, following Allison Garrett, and then became the permanent leader the following year. Fortunately, President Bush, we're out of time here. We'd love to get you back in before you leave in mid-December. What is it, December 17th?
December 17th. I would enjoy it, guys, if you would let me, and we can continue to talk. We're going to continue to be your celebration. We're announcing things every week, every other week on new promos, and so it's going to be fun.
Well, it's always great to talk to you. Keep up the great job, and thanks for sharing some time with us. We appreciate it. We know how busy you are.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
President Ken Bush on the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers, and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. It's 850.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel convening a cabinet meeting today at which phase one of the peace plan in Gaza is expected to be ratified. Hamas has also agreed. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Hostage Square in Tel Aviv after the announcement on the deal came out.
Scenes of jubilation, of relief, finally hope realized. We were here 2 days ago when we were talking about the anniversary of the war and there were still so many doubts. I mean, 2 years since this terrible war began, Palestinians and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
The hostages are expected to be released on Monday.